Got a criminal record? Got drug or alcohol problems? Well, there may be a place for you in the United States Army. The Baltimore Sun reports today that desperate to fill the ranks, the Army is admitting people now it would have barred in the past. And joining me now is Baltimore Sun reporter Tom Bowman. Welcome to Day to Day.
Hi.
Mr. Bowman, give me some figures. What is the increase in these so-called recruiting waivers?
Well, the percentage has increased steadily since 2001, when 10% of recruits, Army recruits, received waivers for everything from misdemeanors to drug or alcohol problems, also serious criminal misconduct, and it's gone up to 15% in 2005, and it's tracking for the same, if not higher, for 2006.
What is serious criminal misconduct?
The Army defines that as aggravated assault, vehicular manslaughter, robbery, terrorist threat, receiving stolen property, or two, driving under the influence.
And the Army has determined that these people now don't pose a problem?
Well, the Army says they're looking at the whole person, that people may have made mistakes in the past, and they believe that these people can be good recruits and eventually become good soldiers.
And tell us about the drug and alcohol problems. What kind of waivers is the Army giving for those infractions?
Well, that has interestingly gone down since 2001, when it was 1,300, and now it's about 737 in 2005, the last date where we had statistics. But what they would do is, when a recruit comes in for a urinalysis test before they go into the recruiting pool, and they test positive for amphetamines, marijuana, or cocaine, you would get a waiver to have another test. You would have to wait 45 days to go for another test.
And then they would presumably would have to be clean, otherwise...
Exactly. They would have to be clean, and then they would be accepted into the recruiting pool.
Now, you write the largest group of waivers was for medical problems, such as flat feet and asthma. So those seem relatively minor on the scale of medical problems. Is it possible that that there were just antiquated notions of criteria for exclusion?
Well, no one really got into that with me. Besides asthma and flat feet and so forth, they also have a category for, let's say, if you broke a leg and you had pins in your leg or a plate, as long as you had a good range of motion, they would let you into the recruiting pool.
That's pretty serious.
Well, again, you would have to have a range of motion. You couldn't be inhibited in your movements, lifting weights, let's say, and so forth, lifting a heavy pack. So a medical officer would have to sign off on that.
And does the Army admit that it is lowering standards?
It does not. But there are a certain number of officers, both active duty and retired, who are very worried about this. They say it's one more indication that they are lowering standards. And this comes following increasing the age limit for recruits from 35 to 40, and also the bringing in twice as many recruits who scored low on their Army aptitude test. They've doubled that percentage from 2% to 4%. So those folks, Barry McCaffrey, for example, the retired Army general, and others, say that you're bringing in flawed recruits, and the problem is these recruits tend to wash out faster during basic training. And also, they tend to leave for whatever reason during their first term of enlistment, the first 3 or 4 years, because of discipline problems and so forth.
And what are the long-term consequences for the Army?
Well, again, the long-term consequences would be you're wasting money on these recruits because they don't make it to become full-fledged soldiers. The other is the worry that McCaffrey and others have, that these will be flawed soldiers and flawed non-commissioned officers, sergeants, once they stay into the Army and rise up through the ranks. You won't have the quality that perhaps you had in the past.
And is the concern also that once they get to places like Iraq, they just will not perform as well as other recruits?
Well, that's exactly right. And the war you're seeing today in Iraq takes someone with a lot of maturity, good judgment, and so forth. When you're patrolling a place like, let's say, Fallujah, and you're knocking on the door of a house and you want to treat the people in the house in a decent way. If you have someone that doesn't have the maturity, maybe has criminal past or other problems, that person could create an international incident right away.
Tom Bowman is a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. His article on the Army's new recruiting standards is in today's paper. Tom Bowman, thank you.
Thank you.